And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a display of fiscal mismanagement, the Department of Veterans Affairs is facing a $15 billion shortfall through 2025. It looks like the VA's budget has gone AWOL, leaving millions of veterans potentially high and dry. The VA claims they're delivering more care and more benefits to more veterans than ever before, which sounds great until you realize they're about to run out of money to do so. Representative Mike Boast, clearly not amused by the financial fumble, called it a strategic whiplash. One minute the VA's cutting 10,000 jobs, the next they're adding 22,000. It's like watching musical chairs, except when the music stops, veterans are the ones left without a seat. In airline news, Southwest is bidding farewell to its iconic sit anywhere you want policy. Apparently, according to the airline, 80% of customers prefer assigned seating, proving once and for all that people would rather fight over the armrests rather than ending up in the dreaded middle seat. Southwest CEO Bob Jordan called it a transformational change, which is corporate speak for we're finally going to catch up with what every other airline has been doing for decades. And the airline says they will also be adding red-eye flights. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives has unanimously voted to establish a task force investigating the recent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. The vote was 416 with no one dissenting, proving that nothing brings politicians together like a near-death experience. The task force has until December 13th to present its findings. And lastly, in a brave move that will sure to unite the country, NBA coach Steve Kerr and star player Steph Curry have decided to endorse Kamala Harris for president. Hey, how about that? Neither was able to hold back their excitement. They couldn't wait for the plane to touch down at the Olympics and say, hey, I'm here to represent all Americans at the Olympics by wading into partisan politics. Curry said it was a great way to continue unifying the country. Apparently mistaking unifying for dividing, but hey, we can only hope his jump shot is more on target than his political acumen. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.